Well, now they announced the suspension for Michael Pineda, 10 games, no surprise. But the thing is that is surprising is they are all arguing, both the media, the players, everybody involved, arguing to come up with some sort of substance that pitchers will be able to use on cold days that is legal. And so they won't have to hide the pine tar anymore. They'll be able to use it on a day like that in order to grip the ball. Pineda admitted yesterday that the only reason he was using the pine tar was because he couldn't feel the ball and he was afraid of beaning somebody.
Yeah.
The Yankee catcher said he was having trouble throwing the ball back to the pitcher. That's how slick it was. So I don't know, whatever.
I can understand what him saying, unless I'm having trouble controlling ball. I'll believe that. But when he says, I'm afraid of beaning somebody, no, you're not. Shut up.
I have a simple solution here.
Hmm?
It's not that the ball is slick. It's that on a really cold night, your fingers get numb. You know that if you're outside when it's cold.
Yes.
Why don't we do what we do for NFL quarterbacks?
We
sew a pocket into the front of their uniform, and we put a hand warmer in there.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Why don't we allow pitchers, on cold nights, baseball will allow pitchers to blow on their hands. Why don't we let them use a hand warmer that goes into the side of their uniform or whatever, in between pitches? They could touch their fingers to this.
All right, send a memo to headquarters in New York to Bud Selig and see if they want to. The other thing they're dealing with is the transfer rule. Are you familiar with the transfer rule? It has nothing to do with buses.
You're going to have to get on the bus 7, and then you're going to take the 9 over here.
It has to do with the transfer of a baseball, specifically on a double play. When the shortstop flips the ball to the second baseman and he is moving the ball from his glove to his throwing hand to throw to first.
Okay.
All right, for years, they were very lenient on if the second baseman caught the ball and was taking the ball out of his glove and dropped it, the runner at second was out because they were saying that he dropped the ball because of the transfer and that he had already caught the ball, the runner was out, and...
No.
Yes.
You see, I disagree with that.
That's the way it should be.
I know. No.
They've changed it now that when they're taking the ball out of the glove and drop it, they're saying the runner is safe at second base. Everybody is up in arms. The players hate it. The managers hate it. The media hates it.
Okay,
everybody hates it.
Has the guy who caught the ball, has he tagged the bag?
Yes.
Okay, well, then no. Then the runner's out.
Yes.
The runner's out.
Right. Well, they've changed the rule this year.
Oh, that's stupid.
Or they've changed the way use the rule this year.
If the individual who catches the ball had not tagged the bag, all right, did not put his foot on
it. Right. Then
he drops it. Well, then fine.
Right.
All's fair in love and war. Try and take your shot, man. Run for that.
There was one last night in the Yankee Red Sox game.
No, that's dumb.
Clear catch.
That's
Pedroia
dumb.
Pedroia was taking the ball out of the glove, dropped it. They called the runner safe, and everybody just shakes their head. They're going to fix this. This is going to be one of those rules that gets fixed mid-season. They have to do something with it because everybody's mad.
You know why they're changing this? They're changing this because of dumb fans. Because at the ballpark...
Dumb fans? I don't understand. You mean like me?
At the ballpark with a few beers in you, this looks like an error. That's what it looks like. He flipped the ball to second. The ball came loose and hit the ground. He dropped it.
Yeah.
And then at home, we see it on replay. No, he didn't drop it. He was reaching into his glove to throw it, and that's when the ball came loose.
Right.
But at the ballpark, the crowd goes wild for one of the, because they're not seeing it the way we're seeing it at home.
Okay.
And the one other thing we can talk about is something called the Wisconsin Sports Awards. Have you seen these? This is the third year they've done them. I've never heard of them until this morning.
I've never heard of them either.
It's in Milwaukee. It was a big dinner last night. They gave out last year's Wisconsin Sports Awards. Matt Kenseth was named the Wisconsin Athlete of the Year. He finished second in the NASCAR Stanley Cup Series last year.
Right.
They had a number of other categories. The Packers were named the Fan-Friendly Team of the Year. Aaron Rodgers won the Community-Minded Athlete of the Year. They had some college awards. Chris Borland, I think, was Player of the Year in college football in the state and things like that. So something you can check out if you'd like, the Wisconsin Sports Awards. This is the third year they've done them. I know you'll be getting a ticket for next year's dinner, I would imagine, right?
Yeah. Oh, will they be serving the rubber chicken?
Probably.
I love me a conference where there's rubber chicken. And I kid you not, I went to one, and it was a real nice affair, and the chicken was served with some kind of orangish gravy sauce. And everybody was looking like, what is this? Is it safe to eat, or is this some kind of nuclear backup from somewhere? Herschel Walker, remember him?
Yes, sure. That's right. This is another good story.
52-year-old Herschel Walker is not interested in making an NFL comeback. However, he thinks he could still go if he wanted to.
He's 52.
He says, I can play in the NFL today. I couldn't take every snap, but running backs nowadays don't play every down.
He's clearly been hit in the head too much. He's a concussion.
I don't know. You remember what Herschel Walker's workout regimen was, and I think he still does a lot of it. He did like 1,000 push-ups a day and 1,000 sit-ups a day.
He says, but running backs nowadays don't play every down. Now they send in the choir section. Physically, I can still do it.
I wouldn't doubt that he could play 5 or 10 snaps a game. Bring him in at the goal line and let him try to score.
Herschel Walker also missed out a part of his career by playing in the USFL instead of going to the NFL. I guess his best days were with the Dallas Cowboys.
I don't know, man. Did you know that just shy of his 48th birthday back in 2010, he made a debut as a mixed martial arts fighter? He won 2 fights for the now-defunct Strike Force organization. His opponents weren't top guys or anything, but he was still pretty impressive for a 48-year-old man who obviously, like Chris said, has taken a few hits to the head. But Herschel, I don't know. All right, now we talked about for the All-Star game or whatever after the Super Bowl that Neon Deion said he could come back and play. Why don't we have an old fogies league? Why don't we have an exhibition game?
You know that most of these former NFL players are not in the shape that Herschel Walker is in. Most of them have bad knees, bad hips, bad everything. Some of them can barely get out of bed in the morning.
It would be a fascinating game to watch.
And
He's making a run down the field, and look at that. He's had a heart attack. That's awesome. I think it'd be a great thing to do. Let's do it. If they want to play it, let's do it.
What? Wheelchair and Walker League
an
football?
An old-timers football game?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Brother.
The tennis ball came off by Walker there.
He fouled me. He stuck his dentures where they don't belong.
I wish I had a nickel for every time this happens. They had to call the police to Walmart because there was a guy walking around Walmart naked. It happens every 6 months. There's a guy naked in Walmart, yes. And I'm thinking, well, that's me in retirement, for God's sakes. Yes. And then I was thinking, really, you call the police? There's a naked guy walking up and down the aisles in Walmart. You call the cops? Why? He's shoplifting? Probably not. He's probably just in there having fun.
I felt really compelled to call on my way into work.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
And what's wrong with that?
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.